Hello and welcome back to the Zen Embodiment channel here. I'm Corey Hess, and today I am very fortunate to have Yoshi Ikeda Sensei here with me. Yoshi is a Japanese style acupuncturist living in Shodoshima, which is near the monastery that I lived in Japan, in Okayama. It's an island very near there. And I stayed with Yoshi and his wonderful wife, Phyllis, I think just once. But Yoshi was a person who would come and do treatment on the training people at Sogenji as an offering. And I learned a lot from Yoshi. And so I wanted to bring him on today to show people his kind of flavor of person in the world. So welcome, Yoshi.
Oh, thank you very much.
What's that?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, yes.
Talk a little louder.
Yes, please. So Yoshi, you are a Japanese style acupuncturist. Can you talk about that and how that differs from Chinese style, please?
Well, I never had the Chinese style of acupuncture, in fact. So what I learned from old Japanese style, but now I figured out sometimes Chinese people, they use a little longer and thicker needle. I use, of course, you know, disposable needle, which is a 0.12 millimeter, which is just like a hair thin.
Yes.
And I, a lot of cases I palpate. I use my hand and feel the people. That's one thing.
Yes.
And I also read the pose.
Yes.
I do the, some of the muscle testing, O-ring test.
Yes.
Or like that.
Yes.
So that's what I do usually.
Yes.
So I can get some information from the people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And so how has your practice changed over time? Now you do the muscle testing. I'm sure you didn't do that in the beginning, right?
The beginning, I only use it in the pose reading, the wrist and neck. So you can feel the yin and yang pose. Try to figure out which meridian the person have a problem.
Yes.
Among 12. So there is my teacher, he already died many years ago, but he studied the Chinese, Bible or acupuncture book, Kote Daikyo Somon Desu, which is old Chinese written acupuncture books. He studied 50 years and solved the problem, because a lot of cases secret techniques are a lot of cases hidden. They don't tell you. Why, your business is a baker. Next town, baker has good recipes.
Yeah.
His health well.
Yeah.
You don't have it.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? You're going to go and ask him, would you share your good recipes? Yeah. He might say, no. So, which is a lot of cases, they only, how do I say, not to tell so many people, they keep that, those are very effective techniques in their families.
Yes.
But anyway, the top guy, for instance, keep the notes in the book. Then he picks one student out of probably say 100, supposedly good memories, and also a good character, you know, try to help the people, not for your money-making business, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But then again, when it's written stuff, it could be burned because of the fire, which we had once. Yeah. Anyway, or can be also stolen by the, you know, thief.
Yeah.
So they don't write everything there.
Right.
You know what they do? They tell you.
Yeah.
Give you hints.
Yeah.
Knowing that hints from, you know, word, you know, that from teacher to the student, then you look at those textbook.
Yeah.
And you can figure it out. Wow. Otherwise, you know, there is some mystery or puzzle stuff. So if you pick up the in the book or books,
yeah,
cannot use them.
Right.
But anyway, so when I was acupuncture school, which is 30, 40 years ago almost, it's a afternoon club activities. You know, students are that time was from high school graduate up to, you know, retirement person, which is, you know, mid-60s, close to 70 people. So all ages are different. But that's kind of fun game, you know, fun school, fun class. Anyway, after school activity, there is also softball games. I don't care for that. Anyway, that is also two group offering those club activities of reading posts.
Yeah, yeah.
One is check the posts with the wrist only.
Yeah.
You know, dividing three, you know, fingers. Then the other one is what I do, is they check wrist pose and neck pose. So which, you know, club, which one do I choose, right? The best way is just asking those members, what would you feel like that? And one of the members said, with only wrist pose reading is difficult. Even you study for 10 years, six teachers, see the one patient, you get six different answers. That doesn't work for me. So luckily I went to the, you know, the pose reading, checking those jingye pose. Yeah. Jingye means the name of the points and the neck.
Okay.
So that was it. Our master, after 50 years of study, original book, and also practice, tried to figure out what's the secret word. Anyway, so he had a family, of course. Then he said, I spent 50 years to try to solve, so understand the book, so I can, you know, practice and get the good results. So if I don't pass on, you know, that the acupuncturist tried to learn those same things I did after me, they gotta waste also 50 years. Luckily, my family was, you know, my wife was very good, so she took my whole family, but I was not, you know, taking care of my family. So that's kind of pity.
Yeah.
So he decided to teach.
Right.
So luckily I was, he was on Tokyo, but my school is down south in Shodoshima, Takamatsu area.
Yeah.
Anyway, so first student was, you know, connected with the school, acupuncture school, I went there. So he was good. So he taught me. So, you know, from day one, I picked up diamond. That's it. Nothing, you know, I did everything. So they people, you know, deserve to this, you know, what they call those things, you know, approach, but luckily I had the chance to learn.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's how I started.
Yes.
Is that okay?
It's great. It's great. And then your practice obviously evolved over time. And I think it's very interesting for people to hear about this, actually, because so many people study acupuncture in the States here, and to hear from someone very saturated in this practice, I think it's very interesting. So just your practice evolved. I'd love to hear about that.
So what is that, once again, the question, once again?
How has your practice evolved over time? Because I know it has, as you practice every day, it's changed. And I mean, I think I remember you saying something like you don't really like to take too many days off, you know, like to keep going, you know, so almost every day working, and that obviously deepens and changes over time. And I'm just curious about that, if you have anything to say about that.
Well, you know, when you practice, to me, that so far for 38 years, actually, the reason, okay, I have to explain this. The reason I started having an interest in acupuncture, which is I was in Germany, I had a backache.
Yeah.
Went to the regular doctor. 1 week I had a lot of pain. And from Germany, I came back to Japan. I had the same backache problem. And one of my, you know, friends said, why don't you just try that acupuncture treatment? You know, she likes that. So I thought, well, why not? You know, nothing to lose. Went there. Oh, the guy is blind, but felt better.
Yeah.
And I had a second treatment. I felt better. So I thought, ooh, there's something, because last time I had the back pain in Germany, I was in bed for 1 week. So yeah. That's why then I pick up books and study by myself.
Yes.
And then, you know, the books, it's usually like when you see the whole picture of the acupuncture thing, practice, you only understand the point. You
know, yes. Point,
you are only interested. You don't see other things, which means you cannot use it at all.
Yeah.
You don't know what's the whole idea, what's the acupuncture is. You know, they use the needles and put the, you know, insert the needle in the body. Just don't know anything about it. So I talked to that acupuncturist, but he said, the system has changed. We don't take any apprentices. You have to go to school. You have to take a national exam.
Yes.
Then you can practice by your own.
Right.
So I had to wait three years, went to school.
Yeah.
Then, bim bam boom.
Yeah.
Every day, I was just had the interest in reading, studying, but a lot of knowledge, but no practice.
Yeah.
And I think the second year, when I was acupuncture school, I take a ferry boat to school, 1 hour,
yeah.
One way. And another hour back. So 2 hours.
Yeah.
Good time. Just, you know, I'm alone reading books.
Yeah.
I don't have to just, read the book at home.
Yeah.
And some people see me reading those kind of books, right? So they ask me, would you like to have some kind of guinea pig? You know, they pop the needle. I said, yeah, I'd like to have some practice. So one evening, after school. My school was Monday through Saturday. No, Friday. Saturday, we didn't have it. So after school, I arrived my island, and I had some kind of bento, something to eat for dinner. And I think before 7 p.m., I went to some private house. As always, one, two people. Was great. So yeah. I use sometimes 120 needles for one patient. Well, you learn, okay, headache. Oh, yeah, I know which point I do my use. Yeah? Anyway, so after 4 or 5 weeks, I went there again. But nobody there.
Whoa.
You know what the reaction is. Did I make mistakes, right?
Yeah.
I got kind of, So I asked the person in the house, why do I not see the people, promised, last week, 7:30, half hour late, and said, I asked them, did I make mistakes so the people don't afraid of it? She said, no, because they are happy.
Yeah.
But that because I didn't take any money. So they had three or four treatments free, guaranteed. Right. So they felt kind of,
Right.
Awkward, asking too much, right? That's the reason. No problem, So if you're gonna pay me even, some money, I can buy the, needle.
Right.
That's how it goes.
Yes.
And three people one night is more than enough because, I don't know anything about so much about acupuncture. I'm a beginner. Yeah. Very good. But then again, not only three people, four people, five people.
Yeah.
They asked me, come back, another night. I said, no way. So I asked one of my classmates. He comes along. We worked together. He stayed home with my house. And next morning, we went to school together.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I had a fun time, good experiences. So when I opened my office, there are a lot of people already that I'm doing it. They've been waiting for me.
Right.
Would you believe that? I did from the first month or so, I did average over 10 people a day.
Right. Wow. Right.
Sometimes 15.
Yes, yes, that's busy.
I use two tables and they go bim, bam, boom, half hour. Can no time to talk about, with the patient, what's the problem? I said, shoulder pain? Okay. You don't have pain anymore. anyway, nowadays I get 1, 2, 3 people one a day,
yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
I can't do it. So many people that one day went to the temple.
Yeah.
One day, I had over 20 some.
Oh.
Yes, 3 weeks to recover. Well, anyway.
That's funny.
Well, that was fun, everything from the beginning. I just, no problem. And the patient tells you the answer.
Yes.
You listen, what's the problem?
Yes.
The muscle.
Yes.
What muscle contracted, that stops blood flow, energy flow, lymphatic, the stuff, and also rubs the nerves.
Yes.
That's what's your problem. So acupuncture is it's a special way to do that. You know, stick your needle in a live human body.
Yeah.
I mean, we ever thought about that the first.
Yeah.
They according to the history, they use like a pointed stone.
Yeah.
Way back, you know.
Yeah.
What they did was breaking the boil, you know, boil.
Yeah.
And the pus, you break that and the pus comes out, the pain's gone, see?
Yeah.
So they eat a lot of salty meat.
Yeah.
That any kind of food, animal, they want to keep it. Well, how they keep it? In the refrigerator? No. Salt.
Yeah.
So too much salt intakes creates a lot of boil.
Yes.
That's how they say it. It's written, but I don't know. I haven't seen it. Those kind of things. Anyway, acupuncture needle is so refined here in Japan, you know, so thin and clean. Before the first, my practice for the first 3 years, I checked the tip of the needle and grind it, sharpen it again.
Yeah.
You know, make sure it's straight from the bending, you know, needle. About 3 weeks, I got to check almost 2,000 to 3,000 needles, right?
Wow.
Irritated, you know, after 3 weeks, I guess so.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Upset because I got to do this. Use it 20 times those microscope and check the tip of the needle. And my eyes become like a triangle.
Well,
I'm lucky I got throw away.
Yeah, yeah. Yoshi, what's your, can you talk a little bit about your understanding of qi? I think that would be really helpful for people.
Okay. Okay, the flow of qi, I consider it like, what you call those, I remember the word, but anyway, when we eat the food, right?
Hi.
We breathe, right? So that becomes energy. How we use our body chemical, like when you come the first in stomach, we use as a stomach acid, breaks down the protein, only the protein. You know, how much, what did you eat, you know, night, dinner, you know? Spicy food, you know, dessert, sweet, wine, yeah. Everything here first all mixed up. So that considered carbohydrates, fat, protein divided three. But stomach is only the protein.
Okay.
And duodenum, right, after the stomach.
Okay.
Add the 10 fingers like this. And add two more, which is 12 fingers long is your size of the duodenum.
Okay.
The undigested food.
Yes.
Obviously, inside that food has a lot of fat. So here comes fat, you know, digestive, you know, the liquid, all right, which is our bile, right?
Yes.
Produced in the liver, but refined with the gallbladder.
Yeah.
The sensor, one that those food passing through the duodenum, how much fat's in there. So they, you know, what you call the, get it out and mix with it in the small intestine. Again, yeah. Breaks down.
Okay.
Well, what happened then after that? What do you think? How are we gonna, you know, get the energy from that part?
I don't know.
Well, you know, we got the millions of, I don't say millions, but thousands of bacteria in a small intestine.
Okay.
And they eat the food.
Yeah. Yeah.
They poop. They right. We take them. That's our energy.
Right.
Okay. So that's it. You're not doing anything. Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. Okay. Anyway, so she gave me some idea. So what happened is finally we can take those food energy through inside wall of small intestine. Yeah, that's okay. Good. In that chemical mixed with the food creates what? Heat.
Yes.
Yeah, you know. So that's why we get the heat.
Okay.
Temperature.
Yes.
And that's the key.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So again, after passing through the small intestine, it goes to large intestine.
Yes.
So again, we observe.
Yep.
Absorb. Liquid stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And the final waste goes out in the body.
Yeah.
So I think when you define the key, to me, is the body temperature.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Love it. Love it.
So when you have to have a 30, well, I don't know what that Fahrenheit, and you know, you say United States, check the body temperature. We here is not the F, but the C, right? Centigrade.
Hi. Yes.
Or 36 points, you know, half, something like that.
Yeah.
That's the temperature we have to have.
Yeah.
Even 1 degrees lower, you have problem.
Yes.
2 degrees lower, you have those athlete feet. Yeah. Ah, because you don't have any soldiers to protect your feet from the outside. Yes, there's 6,000 things wants to invade your body.
Yes.
Okay, bacteria, again, virus, coronavirus, whatever, and parasite.
Yeah.
Polyp. Yeah. Any kind of stuff. Once they get in the inside of human body, oh, heaven, everything is food around.
Yes.
But we don't want to have it. So have a defense system.
Yes.
That's, again, we can, you know, the white cells in the blood.
Yes.
So the circulate of the blood.
Yes.
Creates, again, defense system strong enough.
Yes.
Yeah. When you are strong enough, you're not going to get sick.
Right.
Well, okay. For instance, your sister having TB.
Right.
Family you have, which means closest to you, your sister, or rest of the nine family. Chance to get the, you know, TB.
Yeah.
But do they get everybody? No.
Right.
Your defense system is, you know, strong enough.
Yes.
They, you know, stop it.
Yes.
Anyway, to me, the key is, body temperature.
Love it. Love it.
Isn't it?
Can I ask a little bit about the muscle testing? Please.
You know the muscle testing.
Means, yes. Right? Yes.
Muscle connect to certain organs. Yeah.
Yes.
But which muscle do you use? Check it.
Right.
But what I do is O-ring. Go like this. All right. You can check the whole body. We got 204 average bones. and out of muscle 3-4 times more. Some people just take that and stretch your arm like that and press it, you know? Then check the strength of the muscle. If the muscle is strong, you're okay.
Yeah.
But then again, when you check the with the big muscle,
yeah,
sometimes they get tired fast.
Yeah.
Some people who have a problem with a frozen shoulder, you cannot use it.
Right.
All right. So Dr. Omura Yoshiyuki, he checked that hand muscle, which is your thumb and index finger. This muscle, we always use it.
Yeah.
So even we use it quite a lot, get tired, recover fast.
Right.
So what they do is make a ring like this, and I try to use it open. I don't know. That's what I do.
Yeah.
And asking question and find out yes or no answer. So yeah, you have to be yes or no questions.
Yes.
You gotta ask a good question.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Did that explain well?
Yes, I think so. And that can help with a lot of things over many different types of things, I think. Yes. Can I ask, what's your spirituality? Are you Buddhist, Taoist? What would you say?
Yeah, I don't have it.
Right.
I enjoyed my high school was a mission, the Catholic high school based on studying Catholic. So first year of the high school, on first semester, every morning, first hour, we go to the church and talk about the religion.
Yes.
Only the first semester, which is how many? About 10, 12 times, classes. After that, if you don't wanna, you don't have to go.
Yeah.
Which, yeah.
And right. Interesting.
I like to sit in the, zazen too.
Yes.
My grandma was a private religion, Tendikyo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, headquarters, not a big stuff.
Right. Wow. Do you think, I've heard that young people aren't as interested in acupuncture these days. Is that true?
Well, there's always ups and downs. Moon become full moon.
Yeah.
And that first day of that, the new moon. And
yeah.
New moon, the very last, the beginning of that. They always just ups and downs.
Yes.
But all depends on where you are.
Yes.
People are, likes the potatoes. I like the tomatoes.
Right.
5 years later, table will be burned. I hate that tomatoes.
Right.
Kind of, as long as you can eat the food a day.
Yeah. I think in a way, I had heard that and it felt, kind of shocking because I think it's such a deep practice. It's such a deep healing, skill to, if it's not as popular because it's not as cool or whatever, that's a shame. So I'm glad that it does go up and down and that people are interested.
Oh yeah.
Cool.
Don't listen to that Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, he says, this is fake. Once you hear this, the word fake,
yeah,
you know, that your trust and belief is gone.
Yeah.
Anything you see, you cannot trust.
Yes.
You're seeing the truth.
Yes. 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 Yeah, I hear you. Well, you know, I remember Etsu Genji, you really helped me. And when I was at Etsu Genji, the idea that I would go and do something else afterwards is, that isn't really in there when you're there. That is the only thing you're going to do, and that's it. And to think of doing something else seemed kind of impossible. But I remember one time you said, maybe you'll go do something better after. And for me, that was really great to hear at a certain point, you know. And so anyway, I think of you as someone who's sort of this master out, kind of a wizard out there in the world. And then you're also so normal. I love that, you know, going to have the curry rice at the mall and then coming and doing this, you know, muscle testing all over the world. And so
people teach, you know, show me, you know, Yoshi, you should do this and that, and I get kind of stand still. I lose my confidence.
Yeah.
Don't know what to do, you know. Then usually I pick up a book and start reading it, then somebody comes and show you the way.
Yeah.
Me, but I'm just a simple messenger.
Yeah.
You already know exactly. All you need is the last punch.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, you know, what else? Anything? Can you say a little bit about, I think you practice Sotai. Can you say a little bit about Sotai?
Sotai.
Hi.
Okay, again, idea of Sotai is release those muscle tension.
Hey.
Okay, to good way to do it. Make sure your body moves a comfortable direction.
Yeah.
Our body's movement is 8 directions.
Yeah.
Okay, 1, 2, forward, backward. 2 more, left, right. 2 more, and twisting. Like you ring the towel,
yeah.
Twisting. That makes 6.
Yes.
And last couple is stretching.
Yeah.
And demo.
Yeah.
Pressing like that. You check that kind of, you know, degrees, directions.
Yes.
When you have any problem, okay, let's move your joint.
Yes.
Move muscle. Then there is pain. Obviously, your body telling you don't move your that direction because you're going to destroy your body. Lucky that you have a pain.
Yeah.
Answer is, but how about completely opposite direction?
Right.
Yep. Do you feel comfortable?
Right.
With it, you know, that the heating or your body or any kind of, you know, problem.
Yes.
So you move your comfortable.
Yes.
Action.
Yes.
And if you get a little bit better, you can ask, exhale, breathe out.
Yeah.
As you move.
Yes.
So that's better even.
Yes.
Okay.
Then yes.
You find good, nice position, like a hand like that. Ooh, this is good. This is not good.
Yeah.
You got a little resistance. It goes, move slowly.
Yeah.
Find a comfortable point. Stay just a second. After you breathe out, relax.
Yeah.
And relaxing is also key too.
Yes.
Not the soft landing. You gotta ammo.
Yeah.
emo, relax.
Okay.
Which means your muscle changes system and the right angle, and when you relax, boom, stayed in the perfect, you know, healthy position.
Yes.
So you can use anyway. For instance, when you're studying at the desk, 3 hours, and what would you like to do? Stretching, right?
Yeah.
Don't you feel good?
Yeah.
Breathing, you inhale? No.
Right.
Simple as that. So when you know basic, you can use many ways.
Yes. Right. Great. What else? Anything else? What else did I forget to ask you? Anything else we should talk about today?
You think that you can help the people, but you cannot help everybody. When 10 people come, you cannot breathe 10. If you can get 5 out of it, good. 6, better. That's the whole idea. So you get sometimes, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do that. But also, you can't forget somebody is waiting around your corner.
Yeah.
You see him. They're waiting for you.
Yeah. Great. I love it. So great to see you, Yoshi. I miss you.
Now I can see it.
Yeah. I miss you and Phyllis. And I'll show pictures on the YouTube interview. Now you used to live in this beach house, and now you live in the in this really cool old building. And your treatment center is on one side, and then your home is on the other. Is that right?
Yes, we downsized.
Yeah.
Obviously, we took 5 years to do that. Yeah. But now, same building,
yes.
My office and our living quarter. Oh, just, right now, Phyllis and I, 2 people, right?
Yes.
Like living in a sailboat.
Kind of.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I have to sweep,
Yeah.
Many places.
Yeah.
It's easy. I mean, 5 minutes is done.
Yeah.
Another good thing is I don't have to just, go back my house and come to my office, back and forth, those kind of stuff.
Yes.
But then again, today, Wednesday, my day off.
Yes.
What can I say?
Right. You can't escape. Sometimes you can't escape because you live there, right? I miss Japan, and just seeing you makes me miss Japan. Such a beautiful, beautiful time I had there. And anyway, it was really wonderful to chat with you. And thank you so much for joining me. Just to get a little flavor of you and your life, and I think it's going to be good. I think people will really appreciate seeing it. So thank you.
Yeah. Right.
Cool. And I want to see you. I want to see you sometime.
Next year.
Okay. Hopefully. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Knock on wood. Okay.
Nothing's gonna, no night's gonna, what you call having sunrise.
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
Same energy.
Yes.
Same energy.
Yes.
Situation changes.
Yes.
But again, people learn good things when you are in trouble.
Yeah. Right.
So you appreciate that.
Yes. Yes.
Look for the bright side.
Yes. I love it. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Yoshi. Thank you so much for being with me. I look forward to somehow talking with you again sometime. And please, I don't know your sons, but please say hello for me, and hopefully I'll see them sometime. Okay. All right. Okay. I'm going to say goodbye then. Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
See you again.
Okay. See you again. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Phyllis.